USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Nearly 6 million doses of Moderna's vaccine will be shipped across the country after the Food and Drug Administration cleared the way on Friday. There are now two vaccines approved for emergency use in the U.S. Doses of Moderna's vaccine will arrive in states early next week, and vaccinations will be allowed to begin once a CDC panel gives approval. That's expected this weekend. Dr. Chris Murray, director of the University of Washington Department of Global Health, tells CNN, we still have a ways to go before the numbers come down.
Obviously, the vaccine is fantastic news, and in the long term, that's going to really help us get COVID under control. But it takes time. We don't expect to see a major dent on the daily death rate from vaccination until sometime in February.
Dr. Murray's model suggests 60,000 more deaths in the U.S. by April 1st. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
As lawmakers on Capitol Hill roll up their sleeves to take the COVID-19 vaccine, there's one lawmaker who's sharing his opinion on those who are skeptical. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
On Friday, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell both received their COVID-19 vaccinations. Also receiving a vaccination, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
Some of my people back home have called me and said we're scared to take the shot because we don't know what's in it. And I tell them, I ask them, do you eat hot dogs? You don't know what's in a hot dog either. But you got to trust somebody, and the most able, perspicacious people in the world have developed this vaccine. The vice president took it today, and once it's available, you should take it too.
Okay. That audio, courtesy of Fox News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden will reportedly receive the vaccine on Monday. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told the Mark Levin Show Friday night that he believes Russia is behind last week's breach of dozens of federal agencies and companies. Pompeo said the effort was pretty clearly tied to Russia, but he couldn't say more. It appears that hackers breached the computer systems at an Austin, Texas-based remote information technology services company that has clients around the world, including many U.S. government agencies and major corporations. The hack was revealed by FireEye, a U.S. cybersecurity company. It reportedly began as early as March. The Trump administration is withholding money from two states. More from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the Trump administration is withholding $200 million in Medicaid funds to California over its mandate that employers cover abortion in health plans. Additionally, the Justice Department announced a lawsuit against the University of Vermont Medical Center after it forced out a nurse who complained about being forced to assist in an abortion. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Georgia's audit of absentee signatures continues.
Georgia's Secretary of State announced a statewide signature matching effort for the November election. President Trump's campaign claimed voter fraud and has requested that Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger execute the audit. Signatures for absentee ballots in all of Georgia's 159 counties will be reviewed. Biden has a less than 12,000 vote lead in Georgia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.